ఎకనామిక్ టువర్డ్ మెటీరియల్ డెవలప్మెంట్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వై కెనాట్ సో వై మస్ట్ చేంజ్ ఇట్ ఇంటు స్పిరిచువల్ అండ్ నాట్ ఇన్ ఎ డే యూ కెన్ డూ దట్ Mahaprabhu said, I am going there. I am sitting under the tree without food. He said, there, till 12 o'clock I do not. He did not do that, but as an acharya, as a teacher, you must practice and teach. So, he showed us that Harinama Kirtan, if we surrender and perform Harinama Kirtan, we can see the Lord Krishna. Mahaprabhu, when he took mantra from Ishwarapuri, he gave up teaching Sanskrit and grammar. He doesn't want. He said, no, I will never speak to you again. Then say, 1 year, sir. Within 1 year, we will go back to our place. No, no, I cannot. If you want to go to the other pandits, no, we cannot get the result immediately as we got. So, this transcendental subject, the task is aprakrita jnana nahe prakrita gocara. This is the nature in this world. We are in the nature. Everything is in nature. Unnatural or beyond nature, supernatural, that we cannot understand. Though we have eyes, not see the Lord, the form of the Lord. If we repeat Krishna, 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 then Krishna will stand before us. And through the blessings of the Divine Master, I can understand that He is Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said, I see a boy with a flute, black boy with a flute. Wherever I go, wherever I see nothing but black boy. What is that? Yes. Yes. It is truth. You can also see if you follow the instructions and do sadhana, Harinam Kirtan, then you also can see. That is why we have appeared Lord Chaitanya Krishna, another form as Chaitanya appeared in this world to teach us all, the people with short life, with short, very short memory, everything is under control. So we are not free. We can be free only if the Lord blesses us. Through His blessings, we can say, Lord. Now, if you don't follow and don't practice, you cannot say the Lord. Now, people, if they see a sadhu with a dress, sadhu dress and the masking are going, in trailers, they ask, Atma, have you seen the Lord? Now, the question, the very big question. How can you? You must say that you have sinned. If you have sinned, please can you swamai? Then how can I believe? Yes. But it is not easy to give an answer, or it is not a challenge. It is only surrender. You must surrender to the spiritual master. His blessings will help you to practice, and that practice, constant practice, repeating Namam with full faith, he will see. And without getting in one question, you may not be able to get the answer. It is very difficult. So, we have to practice it. You need not practice like a yoga. Yoga practice is difficult. Asana pranayama, that pranayama you cannot do. Must control. Kumbha kuraka rechaka. And this is the process. Harinama kirtana vijaya. Simple process. Very easy process. Only to repeat Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It's not difficult for anybody, those who doesn't know letters, who doesn't know the letters of any language. If he repeats Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even the child who doesn't know how to speak, he also can say Rama immediately. Then Krishna, a little late, he will do. So it is not difficult. So, if we go on following the teachings and practice Nama, we will get the result. Now, we are very, very happy today that our many of our Utkala, well, you know the name of Utkala, how it has come, sir. He, Dhruva's son, Dhruva, who reached Vaikuntha, with this body he reached Vaikuntha. And his son, he was the king. He ruled 36,000 years. Now, and here, his son is called Utkala, Dhruva's son. Then the throne was offered to him, he said, no, I don't want it. Took renunciation, never accepted the throne. So his brother was, and the dynasty starts from him. So the Utkala name is there. That Utkala name only comes ancient. One, it comes, the people of Utkala, naturally, they are simple living. They didn't want too much wealth. Never they engage their life, their brain or the physical body to earn more and more. Whatever little they earn, that is sufficient. You see, the small gamcha. Yes, I had seen the people, now also they wear small gamcha, very little cloth, this of course, food very little. and living is very, very cheap. Very cheap. So, he said, they not see where the little ones happy, always enjoy happiness. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadesha gamaye mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatas bhakti rahaita kirtvai. Don't want wealth, na dhanam, don't want children, na dhanam na janam na sundarim or a beautiful woman, no, don't want, only always, I want to repeat, isn't it? Jagannatha Ashrakam also the same. I don't want anything. Where? They go to Jagannath only to have the darshan of Jagannath. A lady, old lady, who used to go daily, Jagannath darshan. One day she went and saw heavy rush. A lady cannot see from Gaurastambha to see the Lord. It's very difficult. What can do? Now he put a leg, one leg upon Gaurastambha and another a bird on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought his associate was standing to have darshan, and she was putting on and freely, oh, very happy, but Paramahansa darshan. Then all the devotees just said, hey, Amma, no, please, get down, you see. They are putting one leg on the Gaurastambha and one leg on the shoulder of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, why? Why should she? Why should she get down? Let her freely look Jagannath, see Jagannath, till she is satisfied. Don't stop. Don't ask her to come down. Let her see. She was ashamed to be. Anyhow, her intention was to see Lord Jagannath. Anyhow, at any cost, she must see. So she saw. She has done the duty. And why not see? But she is very unhappy because she could not have a darshan. So he doesn't want to discuss about the superiority or the reverential. Mahaprabhu and Daugarai, no, hey, her aim is only to see Jagannath. He doesn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doesn't see the Gaurastambha, the pillar. He wants to see. Anyhow, she stood and stood and saw Jagannath. Then she was satisfied. So such is the devotion. Mahaprabhu said, I have no 1% devotion like that. See, her appetite only to see on whose shoulders she kept the lid. Jagannath. Unless she cannot see, there must be a ladder at least. No ladder, it's like a ladder. She stood up and held up. But appetite, anxiety, appetite. But to see the Lord, I used to see the Lord daily. But today I am unable to see. Now where she is standing, how? Respectable people, mother, and leg on the shoulder. He doesn't want to, he wants to visualize it, discriminate it, that only I am happy. He is happy. He is happy to see the Lord. So this is This is the system you find in Utkala days, all the devotees. They are all devotees. Nobody goes to Tirupati Venkateswara in South India. Everybody goes there only with some aim. But here, all the devotees go and only to see Lord Jagannath. Doesn't want anything from him. But they want. They say, Lord, Venkateswara, if I can perform my daughter's marriage within 1 week, I will do one marriage ceremony at here. Kalyana Utsavam I will do. That Kalyana Utsavam wants 10,000 rupees. They have fixed 10,000 rupees one must pay. Then the Lord and Lakshmi both will come and the marriage ceremony will be held. Well, they just show. There's their money. Yes. Now the Lord said, after completing the marriage of his daughter, if he is late to perform that ceremony here, the Lord warns him. He goes, Rajanikasta goes and performs. Like that, they give any hundi, there is a hundi. Every month they collect 1 crore rupees in hundi. Even from America people go, business people. They have invented some article and they should bring to the market and without it Oh Lord, if you help me, bless me, I can sell the article in the market. The Lord helps. But nobody goes to Vrindavan, to Jagannath, to want anything from him. And they cannot give anything. Only they give one pradipa. They will show that people. They are poor. They doesn't want to rectify the poverty and become rich. No. They want devotion, always devotion. See, daily a woman coming walking, daily she must come. Very regular, like an officer. When you do service, you must go to the office regularly. Like that, they come. And today so much rush, let us do it tomorrow. No. As you receive namam, and you should repeat namam daily, regularly. But if you are busy, suppose you say, I cannot able to perform it today, I will do it tomorrow. Today's and tomorrow's, I will do it tomorrow. No. That sort of postponing is not wanted, because you take food as your appetite, you are very hungry, so you cannot postpone that, taking food tomorrow or 1 hour late, you just bring first, let me eat after eating. But here, no. I will eat. And this one, we can postpone it. Tomorrow I will do it. But can you do for 2 days, yesterday's and 2 days? Number I can count. But about food you cannot say that. But tomorrow I shall take the double. So let me fast. Due to my fast I could. So this is how the people and the devotees, the difference between devotee and non-devotee. Devotee's life is Lord. Without, a man cannot survive without life. That life is the Lord. So, and he should be determined to get the darshan of the Lord. We will get. Now it is time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Very glad. We are very happy today that you gathered in the working day. Today is Wednesday. And working there, when you have come, we are blessed. We pray the Lord to bless you all, and you will be happy by the blessing of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj has brought some of his books. Anyone that hasn't, I know that many of you have bought around the temple,
but anyone that wants to buy
some books, he will sign two for $20, one for $10, and he will sign one for you. So anyone, we have very nice books.
We have got.
I know that many of you have bought, but if anyone has
small books,
there's a chance to have it signed directly by
pretty
much.
Yeah.
You tell.
Yeah, books.
My name is Chaitanya Bhagavan. Divine name.